This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station. This is Enterprise and Open for Business, and I'm Rich Bradbury. On the telephone line with me right now, I have Rowan. He is from Contactor. He is the co-founder of Contactor. Rowan Pierce is his name, and they are a talent sourcing platform. They've developed a platform that is the first of its kind where they connect readily available professionals with companies looking for immediate hires. And according to them, traditional recruitment platforms take companies anywhere from one week to 2 months to source their talent. And on Contactor, talent sourcing times are under 1 day. Rowan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem at all. That sounds all very impressive. First and foremost, tell me a little bit about yourself, your background, and why are you in the talent sourcing world?
Sure. I've been in the oil and gas industry, and specifically in the recruitment and manpower side of the oil and gas industry for would be close to 15 years now. So it was almost straight out of university that I joined the oil and gas industry, and I've never left it. So we developed this platform based on our knowledge of how recruitment happens in oil and gas,
right?
How actual talent is sourced, and all the sort of pain points that come along with it.
Right. So clearly you have a lot of understanding about these pain points. Tell me about some of these pain points.
Generally when oil and gas companies have a project, it's really on short notice, so they might have a week, maximum 2 weeks, to source their teams. Everything is project-based. So, you know, an oil and gas company might have a project in Singapore today that goes for a month, and then that stops, and then they have a project in Malaysia.
Right.
So it's really about speed of being able to get teams from wherever they are, you know, whether they're from overseas, whether they're based locally. It's about speed. So we've really tried to capitalize on how recruitment companies operate in this space, how they source people quickly, and then digitize that.
What was the problem, do you think, within this industry before? Was it not fast enough? Were the applicants not good enough? Were they not being screened properly? What do you think the issues were?
The biggest problem, I think, in the space today is that it's very reliant on recruitment companies and manpower companies.
Right.
You'll get a company, an operator who's working offshore somewhere, and they need this talent, but they're sort of held, they're sort of held back by whether the recruitment company is able to source these people, the right teams. They're also held back by what the recruitment company is wanting to charge. So it's quite expensive to use a recruitment company. So it's probably cost prohibitive. It's also based on what your network is. You know, do you know the right person for this job? So we really tried to create a platform that opened up networks and did it in a really affordable fashion.
Can you talk me through the kind of onboarding process a little bit? Because there are, as you know, as I'm sure you're aware, there are a lot of kind of talent sourcing platforms out there for freelancers, for example. You know, there's stuff like Fiverr, and there's a whole bunch of other ones, which are clearly, you know, aimed at different markets, I would imagine.
Extremely different.
Right.
For us, we kind of separate candidates and talent into a few categories.
You have
the first category, which is candidates who are just wanting to network, not really looking for work. And these are the LinkedIn sort of crowd. And then you've got the second crowd, which are candidates who are actively looking, but probably have to give 1 month's notice, 2 months' notice. And then you've got the third crowd, which are actively looking. They're the guys in the front saying, hey, look at me, hire me.
Yeah.
When am I going to get my next job?
Yeah.
And these are the sort of people that we're really going after, is the people who are ready to go, ready to be in your office tomorrow.
How do they get on board then? You know, is it just a matter of signing up for on your website, downloading an app, and then, you know, you go that way?
Yeah, that's right. So it's completely mobile app based. So you just have to go to the Google Play Store. You just have to go to the Apple Store, download our app, and you can build your profile, upload your CV. And then straight away, once you do that, the companies who are already on our platform looking to hire can see you. Mm. So we do have a verification process as well, because credibility does matter in every industry.
Yeah.
And there can be a lot of fake profiles. So what we do offer to candidates is the ability to reference check them, do background checks, and then they'll get a little verification code. So there will be companies out there who say, look, we only want to hire people who have been vetted. Mm. We only want to hire people who have been verified, because we've had bad cases in the past where we've got someone to come in and they really weren't who they were.
Mm.
So yes, we do offer that. It's not mandatory, but it does increase your chances to get hired. So we offer that there to the candidates themselves to increase their chances.
And this has got me curious. Are there like membership tiers, for example?
At the moment, no, it's completely freemium. So we didn't want to put up any barriers because, you know, if we did that, there might be a really great candidate out there that a company wants, but because there was a fee involved, they didn't sign up and so they couldn't be sourced. So we didn't want to do that. We wanted to give that flexibility to the companies where they could see the entire marketplace, see who's on there, decide, okay, these guys haven't been verified. Their CV isn't really good enough where I want to take that chance, and I'll hire someone who has been verified.
Right.
But, you know, there'll be times when the only candidate really suitable for a really niche project is this one guy who hasn't been verified. So it gives them that chance to at least consider them.
So you guys have been around.
We actually launched Contact in November last year. So it's really new. It's generally unheard of in all industries. You know, our company was doing traditional manpower recruitment before that. So we have that base, and that's where we've come from. We've just digitized how their recruitment side works, and we've set up a new company called Contacto.
Got it. Right. Obviously, in the last few months, things have changed rapidly in terms of many companies digitizing and having to digitize without choice, most of them. You know, it's either you do or you die right now. How quickly did you guys get motivated, and how quickly were you ready to do it? Was it something that was already in your pipeline, or was it like you woke up one day, COVID was here, and you're like, oh, we need to do this today?
we sort of knew about it, and we always had the plan to do it. We had started the builds for it in August last year. It took us, you know, 2 to 3 months to actually build the platform last year. You know, no one sort of predicted that COVID was going to happen. But when it did, we kind of felt like, you know, this is a terrible situation. But we've got this great platform that can really help people and companies find talent out there without having to go through traditional channels, without, you know, being able to call up 100 people and say, look, I have a job based in Ampang. I have a job based in KLCC. You know, are you available to come in there? And so we really had this platform that was just sort of ripe to be used during COVID. So we've really been trying to push it since COVID started, saying, hey, look, this is a free product. It can really help you guys. Just try it. And so the success we've had so far has just been through word of mouth, has been, you know, companies using it, really enjoying the product, and being able to find people quickly because, you know, they're having issues with COVID where they need to remain productive, but at a low cost.
Right. Okay, we're going to take a short break here, Rowan. Okay, I have Rowan Pierce. He is the co-founder of Contactor. They are a talent sourcing platform. They've developed a platform, the first of its kind, where they connect readily available professionals with companies looking for immediate hires. You are listening to Opening for Business here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Being first matters. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station. I'm Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise, of course, and this is Open for Business. I have Rowan Pierce on the phone with me right now. He is the co-founder of Contactor. They are a talent sourcing platform, a platform that is the first of its kind where they connect readily available professionals with companies looking for immediate hires. Rowan was telling me that their platform, their sourcing times are under 1 one day. It sounds like magic to some employers, Rowan. And I can speak from experience as well, as we have to hire interns and we have to hire one thing or another. And you have an awful lot of paperwork that you normally have to go through. When you were thinking about streamlining this, what were the kind of top three or four things that you were looking at as to how you could streamline it?
Yeah. I suppose our vision when we started Contactor was really to remain flexible. We knew that there was a lot of different companies out there and they all have different hiring practices. So we didn't want to build in features that were prohibitive to some that made certain HR or recruiters look at that and say, oh my God, this is a headache.
Yeah.
There's so many features on it. So we really tried to make it one specific feature, and that's availability. Because there's a lot of companies, and we feel the majority of companies out there, that when you're hiring, you know, you have your ideal candidate. You have this great person in mind, but when you call them, they're not ready for about 3 months.
Right.
Or they're not interested to come.
Yeah.
So we wanted to create this platform from the other side where you could see who was interested, who was ready to go right now, and then screen from there.
Mm.
Look down the list and say, look, this guy ticks most boxes. This lady's phenomenal. She's ready right now. Let's get her in the office.
Mm. And they've already switched ready on their phone.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. It's completely mobile app. So you know that the data that's in our platform, that's on Contactor, that when they say they're available, they've manually clicked available on their phone.
So obviously, the pandemic is here, and we've all been finding ways and means of dealing with this. Now, originally, like you say, the platform was intended almost solely for the oil and gas industry. You've pivoted a little bit, right, though?
We have. We felt that COVID is affecting everybody. It's affecting every single industry. Nobody is immune to it. We need to offer this platform to everyone.
Mm.
We always knew that we would move outside of oil and gas, but COVID just accelerated that for us.
Mm.
So in the past 2 weeks, we've had industries sign up that we never would have imagined. We've had a fashion house sign up because they're looking for interns.
Wow.
You know, we've had a biotech company sign up because, again, they're looking for interns.
Right.
So, you know, we've approached 7 universities, said, look, get your interns on board. We have internships here. We know your students are suffering because the internships they've had lined up for the past 3 months are no longer there. But we still have companies who are looking for interns. So, you know, that's a slight pivot where we're now offering interns when we never imagined we would.
Mm.
But it's solving a problem in the same fashion and in the same manner as an oil and gas worker would.
You see, that was going to be my next question. The question was going to be, you know, have you seen industries that you wouldn't normally have seen? And clearly you have. Has that changed anything in the way of onboarding or the way in which you screen people or anything?
Yeah, we've thought about that, and it's been a topic of debate in-house. There's a lot of features that we were considering putting on that are very specific to industries, and in the end, we decided we didn't want to go down that road. You know, that whether you're in the fashion industry, whether you're in the biotech industry or oil and gas and engineering, you still need to source talent based on availability. So we really wanted to be true to our roots and not deviate from there. So we decided, no, we weren't going to add specific industry features. We're just going to stick with what we know, and that's availability.
Mm.
Companies have to, you know, if they have specific things, that has to be part of their onboarding process rather than ours.
Right, got it. Okay, we need to start talking about some fundamental things like, the funding of the project or how you managed to raise funds to do this. Is it self-funded? Is it bootstrapped? Did you find angel investors? How did it work?
Yeah, it's entirely self-funded. My co-founder, Mark Walling, he's based in Perth. So, you know, we started this project and platform through a discussion of ours. We were just talking about different things we were doing, and together we came up with this platform.
Mm.
And we decided we really wanted to bootstrap. We've had discussions with VCs. We've had interest from VCs. But in the end, we didn't feel their vision was in line with ours. And part of what's really important to both him and myself is that we retain authenticity and the real reason we started this platform.
It's your
and
baby.
There's a lot of VCs out there who wanted to change our product.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you hear this a lot. You know, people have this idea. It's their baby. They need money. They go and speak to a VC, and the VC wants to change an awful lot of it and give you money, no doubt. But then they say, okay, well, I want 30, 40% of your company. Then it's no longer yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right. And I suppose that's the, I don't know if the luxury is the right word, but the benefit of being a little bit older. So there's a lot of founders out there who are in their early 20s, don't have savings to rely on and do have to, you know, they're forced down that road of going with a VC and they end up under the VC's thumb. So, you know, Mark is well into his 50s. I'm well into my 30s. We have that luxury to say no to VCs now. So we're grateful for that.
Good. Okay, so let's talk about some of the challenges that you faced during the development of this whole thing. Obviously, it's not an easy industry, this competition, of course. But what challenges have you encountered as you were putting this whole idea together? What do you think were some of the major hurdles?
I can tell you that the absolute major hurdle was because it's a new platform and there really isn't a platform much similar that's already in the market. The difficulty we've really found is educating people about it. So as soon as we say a talent platform, people have this preconception of LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And they say, well, why are you trying to recreate a LinkedIn? And, you know, then we have to give them the LinkedIn test. You know, can you hire someone to come into your office tomorrow on LinkedIn? You know, the answer is no. And then sort of the light bulb goes off in their head. But that's the education that we have the responsibility to do. And the difficulty we have is getting that light bulb to go off in everyone's mind that here's a new platform. It's not going to suit everyone, but if you do need to hire people on an urgent basis, this is the platform for you. So I would say without a doubt, the biggest one is just getting people to understand how it works.
Okay, I've got a couple more questions just before we wrap up. So there is this argument to say that contract work is possibly going to be the new full-time work of the future, the new norm almost, you know, with more and more people kind of choosing to work as and when they want. A couple of points on this. You know, what kind of impact do you think this will have on traditional industries like oil and gas, for example? But they, as you said earlier, a lot of their work is contract work anyway. So will it really alter them that much?
Oil and gas is a bit special because it is so contract-based. So it's probably not going to affect oil and gas too much. But there are more traditional industries where contract work isn't common. You know, you can get into manufacturing. There's other industries too, like the medical industries. Where they do have contract work, but it's not necessarily the norm. And I think these will be the ones that'll shift very quickly. They'll be the ones that transition and digitize faster than others. I do think that absolutely it is coming. It just makes sense to a lot of companies where they don't have to have this ongoing overhead and they can just hire people when they need them. So people need to prepare for it. And it's not a matter of, you know, what platform you use, but it's a matter of a mindset. So when you know, whenever we speak to oil and gas guys who are full time and they want to go contract, you know, the one thing I tell them is be prepared for what it does to you financially.
Yeah.
You know, you do need that rainy day jar where you can go to if, you know, you don't get your next contract for 3 months.
Yeah.
Can you survive? So it's really a mindset thing that I think people need to be ready for.
Right. Final question for you. Ending on a positive note, where would you like Contactor to be in a year's time? And with that vision in mind, what do you think you would need to make that happen?
That is a really tough question. Things change every day for us. But I go back to, you know, my first conversations I had with Mark, my co-founder, and the things that we were trying to achieve. It's probably along the lines of just being able to connect a global workforce with global companies. You know, not just having the companies that are in front of you or in your neighborhood, but being able to open opportunities to workers. So you know, you're based here in Ampang, but there's this great job in Dubai. and you now have access to that rather than, you know, I only have access to jobs that I know about or that are within my network. So it's probably along that line that having a platform that can really connect people globally. Mm. And secondly, remaining independent to some extent, being able to control our own destiny and achieve that goal.
Okay, Rowan, that was lovely. Right. Before we wrap up, I do have one question. I should have put this at the beginning of the interview. Where did the name come from?
Actually, that was Mark's doing. We were trying to come up with a name and contacted his German for contact. And we thought it's got a nice spin on it. It's got a nice ring. Mm-hmm. People get it straight away. And also being headquartered here in KL, you know, with sound K coming from K.
Yeah.
We thought it was just a nice touch.
Well, there we go. I've learned something today. Thank you very much, Rowan.
Thanks a lot, Rich.
Okay, that was Rowan Pierce, the co-founder of Contactor. Of course, they are a talent sourcing platform. If you want any more information about Contactor, you can, of course, head over to their website. It is www.contactor.io. This has been Open for Business here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.